Okay. The Ramban Nachmanides says, the question is, why isn't it, why don't they mention Olam Haba, the world to come, in the Torah? Okay? So Nachmanides answers that the purpose of Torah, besides halacha, is to teach you Hashgacha Pratis. Hashgacha Pratis means that God intervenes in the laws of nature for reward or punishment. Okay? Now, since Olam Haba is a natural result of the soul going to Olam Haba, so therefore it does not mention that in the Torah, because going to Olam Haba is a natural result. Okay? So the question is, why does it mention kares? Kares means that your soul is cut off. That is mentioned in the Torah. So the question is, why is it mentioned? And the answer is because to cut off the soul, you need an act of God, because you're destroying something not physical. And non-physical things don't just die. So it takes an act of God to destroy it. That's what Nachmanides says. But anyway, what we get from here is one thing, that that the soul is a non-physical, the soul or the neshama is not physical. Okay? In other words, so it survives, the non-physical part of you survives after death. Okay? That is the Ramban. Are there any questions? Oh, I shut off. Oh, no. I shut the wrong thing. We're not discussing whether who gets Olam Haba, who doesn't get Olam Haba. We're discussing whether the ultimate idea that we want to know is just that the soul is a non-physical thing, and it survives the body. After the body dies, the soul survives. And we got that from the Ramban, but we're not discussing who goes to Olam Haba. The question is that if a soul is a created thing, then it should, just like it's created, it could disintegrate. That's the question. So the thing is, if the physical world would disintegrate, we wouldn't have the physical world. But the idea of the shortest distance between two points is a straight line, that would still exist. The theory of evolution would still exist. The theory of relativity would still exist. Okay, the idea would still exist even if the physical world disintegrated. Those ideas would still exist. Okay, so now the soul is made up of these ideas. Okay, the thing is the question is, what is the nature of the soul? That's the question. What's the nature of the soul? The nature of the soul is that if you look in the physical world, you cannot see cause and effect. You see, let's say for instance, you might see, let's say somebody pushing something. So you see the fingers touching the object, and you see them both moving, but you interpret that you're pushing the object. You don't see pushing. You cannot see cause and effect with the five senses. You cannot see comparison with through the five senses. It's all in the mind. Okay? So the thing is that the mind, there must be some place in the mind that has these ideas. Since there are ideas, it can't be in the physical part of you. There must be something that is not physical that has these ideas. Okay, so that is the that would be the nature of the soul. I give the example of if the physical world disintegrated, then these ideas would exist. But if the physical world didn't exist, then these ideas would not exist at all. Okay, because it's based on the facts of the physical world. So if the physical world disintegrated, these ideas would still exist.